Welcome, Chiefs fans, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomas, and I'm here to break down the Chiefs and 49ers game. This game kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I know that the Chiefs won 38-27, and they started out amazing. The 49ers didn't stop them in the first half. It was 35-10. And I can't really put my finger on why the game kind of left me wanting more. And this is probably as close as I can get to it. But right before halftime, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, the score's already 35-10. And I predicted this game to be 35-24. I was really wrong. And then the game ends up 38-27, and my prediction was almost right. And, you know, the Chiefs, even though it never really felt like they were going to lose this game, they definitely lost the second half. And that's not a feeling that we wanted today in the home opener, especially after the first half was so dominant. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the stats, starting with Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes had a very good day in the home opener, going 24 for 38 for 314 yards and 3 touchdowns with no picks. So that's his first 300-yard passing game as a Chief, which is nice to see. He did complete a 51-yarder in the air. I believe it was only a 42-yard catch, but I mean that the ball traveled 51 yards in the air. So he finally got to air one out just a little bit to Tyreek Hill. If you break down his stats a little bit more, though, he was only 1 for 6 in passes that went over 20 yards from the line of scrimmage. And that was the 51-yarder to Hill. And then short, 10 yards and in, he was 18 for 24 for 193 yards and a touchdown. So the 49ers defense did do a good job of keeping everything short and not really letting the Chiefs beat them over the top with that cover three defense. The running game was not good today. We averaged 2.8 yards per carry, and that's including Mahomes scrambling for a few yards. Hunt had 18 carries for 44 yards, but he did get 2 touchdowns. If you look at the breakdown, the first two games, the Chiefs ran behind LDT and Mitchell Schwartz. Well, when they tried to do that today, they had 9 attempts to that side, and they only got 9 yards. They did get 1 touchdown that direction, but the Niners were definitely stout to that side. Now, running to the other side, where they'd been the weakest in the first two games, they had 9 attempts for 35 yards and a touchdown. And then, you know, crazy enough, Watkins had the 2 carries for 20 yards, so if his numbers weren't thrown in there, the yards per attempt would be even worse. This is not a trend that the Chiefs need to continue. We need to figure out how to run this football. It's very frustrating as a fan because, you know, we're throwing the ball all over the place. You'd think there would be bigger holes in the run game, and I'm just not sure where they're at, and I'm sure Andy Reid isn't either. But we've got to figure this out. As far as the 49ers go, their three main rushers were Matt Breida, Alfred Morris, and Jimmy Garoppolo. Those three guys combined for 27 rushes for 180 yards, a touchdown, and they averaged over 6.5 yards per carry, which is just sick. I mean, I know we had a big lead and we were playing back, but you still can't let anybody average that much running the ball against you. 5 yards is plenty to give up a rush, but that's starting to get into the embarrassing area. And the Matt B, as I call him, he rushed for 9 yards a carry on us. And that's just ridiculous. As far as the 49ers were receiving, George Kittle led them in targets with 7, and he caught 5 of those for 79 yards. But really, the impressive part of the 49ers offense was that 9 receivers had a catch, and 6 of them went for over 20 yards on the game. And then if you look at the next-gen breakdowns, they had some guys getting great separation in that secondary. Marquise Goodwin, averaged almost 4 yards of separation on his catches. Garcon had over 3 yards. And George Kittle averaged over 5.5 yards of separation on his catches, which means there was nobody anywhere around him, which that's starting to get worrisome. Jesse James, the week before, really killed us. George Kittle this week. And then you look at the Broncos next week. They've got Jeff Eierman and Jake Butt, a couple of tight ends that can catch the ball. And, you know, the Chiefs are going to have to do something to stop this. On the Chiefs side, Kelce, he got the most targets with 10. He caught 8 of those, and he went for 114 yards. And he had one spectacular catch. I believe it was the last drive of the first half, where Mahomes was kind of in a pickle, getting pressured, and he threw it kind of quickly out there to Kelce and just let Kelce make a play. And Kelce caught it one-handed. He had great concentration, had the defender draped all over him. It was a really great catch. Something else I'd like to mention. I know that that phantom call at the end of the game, the pass interference, I wasn't in love with that call, even though it was in the Chiefs' favor. But do you guys remember, I believe it was the second drive of the game, when Hill went deep and Richard Sherman had obvious pass interference on him, and they didn't call it, and then the telecaster was talking about how good of a play it was, and they show it in replay, and he knocked Hill's hands down before the ball got there. That was very obvious pass interference that wasn't called. So I don't want to hear this bull crap about the Chiefs getting calls and the 49ers not getting calls, because it definitely went both ways during this game. Watkins got 8 targets, and he caught 5 of those for 55 yards. Surprisingly, Hill got 5 targets, caught 2 of those for 51 yards. If you look at the next-gen stats, the 49ers definitely focused on Hill. He didn't even get average separation this game, which pretty much means that they had to have help on him for him not to get better separation than that. Kelce and Watkins both got above average separation. And then Conley caught his second TD of the season. It looks like he's definitely going to be a weapon down in the red zone. He's got those really good hands, and he's very reliable. Demetrius Harris caught a touchdown. He also cost the Chiefs badly in the second half, when he dropped the pass on the third down. To me, that was kind of a turning point in the game. If he catches that pass, the whole second half could have been very different. That killed their drive, and they had to punt. And, of course, you know how the defense looked in the second half. But if we'd kept that ball, driven down the field, got a touchdown, and took time off the clock, things could have been very, very different. I'm completely ready for Demetrius Harris not to play, maybe not to even be a Chief. He makes some really good plays, but he doesn't make the average play, the play that they need. He's not reliable. I compare it kind of to DeMarcus Robinson and Chris Conley. I like DeMarcus Robinson a lot. He's got a lot of talent, but you can't always rely on him to catch the ball. And that's why I like Conley to be out there instead, because he's going to make the play that he's got to make to keep the chains moving. And I'm just wondering, is Alex Ellis going to get a shot this year? Because I think he is the more reliable option, even if his ceiling isn't as high as Harris's. And the one other thing I want to talk about on receiving was if you combine Ware and Damian Williams and Sherman's receptions, they went for 5 receptions and 61 yards in this game. So the backup backs to Hunt are really doing a good job out of the backfield of receiving. Hunt only had one target and no receptions in this game. So it's good to see that the other guys are making some hay in the backfield. There were a few positives on defense. Justin Houston got 2 sacks today, including a strip sack. The 49ers fumbled the ball 3 times, but they recovered all of them. Like the Chiefs fumbled twice, but they recovered both of their fumbles. Ford got a sack and Alan Bailey got a sack. So strangely enough, Houston, Ford, and Bailey all now have 2 sacks on the season. Why Chris Jones doesn't have one yet, which is really surprising to me. Ford and Houston did both get just a little bit better than average pressure on Garoppolo, but that was definitely probably the worst game as a team at getting pressure. And I do want to shout out to Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel for you, man. I was reading on Twitter that they think he tore his ACL, and I hate that for him. I definitely wanted to see him lose today, but I don't want to see anybody get hurt like that. And he played well against the Chiefs, and it pretty much washes the 49ers season down the drain with him gone. And you hate to see that happen to any fan base. Now, the 49ers defense, 3 of their 4 pass rushers had better than average pressure against the Chiefs. And you noticed it in this game. I could see Patrick Mahomes, his feet getting quick a few times, and he made some errant throws. The pressure they had definitely affected him more than games past. But strangely enough, this was the worst amount of pressure they've gotten a game so far. Their previous 2 games, they had 4 pass rushers above average, and in this game, they only had 3. And I would like to go back to Mahomes for a second. I do think that he was pressing somewhat today, especially before he made that scramble and threw the touchdown. I believe it was the third touchdown of the game, the one that Conley caught. But up until that point, it felt like he was really pressing. And it also felt like to me, like Andy Reid was scheming so much. He was kind of taking the ball out of Mahomes' hands a little bit, which I understand why he did that, scheming things so heavily, so that if Mahomes did come out over juiced, that it would help calm him down. But that scramble, it really felt like Mahomes got out of his head a little bit and made the play there and then relaxed a little bit. But it felt like the whole offense, even though they were so dominant, that they were definitely pressing, and that the offense, to me, looked way worse than last week. I don't want to give the misconception that it was bad, but things just didn't look as smooth this week as they did last week to me. Now, it says something that the offense can look a little bit off and still be absolutely dominant, but the Chiefs can do much better. And I feel like as Mahomes gets comfortable, as the season goes, that the Chiefs will actually be able to perform a lot better. The Chiefs had 31 first downs in this game. They went 7 for 11 on third down, which is very good. They had 48 penalty yards compared to the 49ers, 147. So that really swung in the Chiefs' favor this week. Something that really jumped out to me was that the Chiefs actually won the time of possession battle in this game, which through the first 2 weeks, it hadn't even been close. So that's something kind of in a positive direction. And then the Chiefs had more total plays than the 49ers. They had 68 plays to the 49ers 63 on offense, which that's another trend that is trending in the right direction, I guess, for them, because the last 2 weeks, the opposing team had many more plays than the Chiefs, around 20 more per game. So hopefully the Chiefs can keep this up. The longer scoring drives, as long as you know, the receivers are reliable and everybody makes their plays, it really helps the defense and helps keep control of the game. Before I end today's show, I would like to run down how my daily fantasy projections kind of worked out this week. First off, I'd said that I was going to play Mahomes in every league this week on DraftKings, and he came through scoring over 28 points this week. Kareem Hunt, who I said I thought was a very steady play, and I played him in about half of my leagues, he scored 16.4 points, which, you know, covered what he cost pretty well. I said to stay away from Tyreek Hill, and he only scored 7.6 points. Yeah. And I said I thought Watkins would be a good play. He scored 18.5. Goodwin for the 49ers got 11.8. So he was kind of okay for his money. Definitely didn't do that well. Kelce and Kittle, I said that I was going to play one or the other of them in about, you know, pretty much all of my leagues, and that's what I did. Kelce came through with 22.4, and Kittle had 14.9. So they both did very well because Kelce cost quite a bit more than Kittle. So they both kind of covered their price very nicely. And then the pick I was really wrong with was the Chiefs defense. I played them in about probably, I don't know, 15 to 20% of the contest I played this weekend. And they only scored 4 points. So they made me look pretty stupid. And then I have to admit this, probably in about that many of my contests, again, I played the Vikings. So about a third of my contest, the defense got me nothing, basically. And that really shows that you can't take any team in the NFL for granted, because the Vikings absolutely got embarrassed by the Buffalo Bills today. And guys, I'm going to try to be more upbeat about this game. The Chiefs are 3-0. They scored 35 points in the first half. They've definitely got some things working on offense. And now, after the second half, I believe they've got some things that they can work on. I'm sure that the Broncos, you know, staff watched this game or will watch this game, and they're going to have some things for Patrick Mahomes. This will be the second time they've seen him. So that should be a really interesting matchup to see what they throw at Mahomes and how he can handle it. And that's all I've got, Chiefs Kingdom. Go Chiefs!